The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and back with us, one of our favorite guests of all time. She's such a huge veteran supporter, Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show. Savannah, how are you?
Hi, Randy. Great to see you again.
Hey, great to see you, too. This is so fun. And all my buddies are, like, so jealous because I told them I'm spending Valentine's Day with Savannah Guthrie.
That's right. You can tell them it's love, and there will be a...
So what do you typically do for Valentine's Day? You got big plans?
Oh, my gosh, no. You know, I mean, I have two kids. I'm married. Actually, we're going to do a little pizza party tonight with the kids, and the neighbors are going to come over. And, you know, we made Valentine's for each other. My little boy made one for me, so that made me happy.
Oh, that's cool.
My husband flowers. We'll see if I earned any flowers this year. But, it's too close to Christmas, and my birthday is Christmas. Like, it's all just, we're not ready for another holiday
right,
yet.
Right, right. Well, we're having a holiday in my city right now. We're based in Kansas City, and the Today Show was actually interrupted today. It was replaced by huge coverage of the Super Bowl parade that we're having in Kansas City. See my hat?
Just so you know, Today Show was all over that. We had a live shot at the top of the show of KC.
Right.
We are KC forward, so don't preempt us next.
You should come to the parade.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It is such – it's so crazy around here. And especially, you know, back-to-back Super Bowls, it's like people are putting stuff on their calendar for next year already.
I know. It's like, well, obviously we're going to go to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, like always.
Right.
Isn't it 4 out of 5 years or 5 out of the last 6 or something like that?
It's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy in a great way. You know, we're going to be – I worked in Pittsburgh for a while when it was one for the thumb. That's where we're going to be in a couple of years. You know. Hey, we're talking to Savannah Guthrie here in the National Defense, and she's got a brand-new book out. And I got to tell you, Savannah – I didn't know what to expect. I knew you were writing a book. And then when I got your book, it was not what I expected. It was not what I don't know. I wasn't, you know, didn't know what to expect. But this is such a cool thing. It's called Mostly What God Does, Reflections on Seeking and Finding His Love Everywhere. And, you know, I'm just so proud of you for expressing your faith. And, you know, these are things that you can't really express on the Today Show, right?
Well, you know, the Today Show is about other people. It's about news. It's about, you know, pop culture and lifestyle. So it's just, you know, I have talked about my faith on the Today Show a fair bit. A lot of my colleagues have. So it's not a forbidden topic by any stretch, but this is a really personal book. It's not a memoir. I come right out and say that.
Right.
I wanted to write a memoir. I don't even remember anything from my career. So it's not like war stories from the good old days of journalism or something. But faith is so important to me. It's a big part of my life. It always has been. And when I was given the opportunity to write something about it, I couldn't say no. And I wasn't even sure there would be a book at the end of it, to be honest. Hmm. I just said, I'll try. And then I had an idea. The title is Mostly What God Does, and the full sentence is Mostly What God Does Is Love You. And that's right. That's not my original. I read that in a translation of the Bible called The Message by a scholar named Eugene Peterson. He translated the entire Bible from English into plain English, street language, things that, you know, it's more easy for us to understand. And he translated a famous verse from Ephesians, watch what God does and you do it too, like children who learn from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. And when I read that simple sentence, it stuck with me. Hmm. And that's really the thesis of the book.
That is so well said. And you know, you have examples. I was ready to read the entire book, and then I read the foreword, and you said, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, read.
You can do it. You know, you bought the book. You read. You could speed read it if you want. But I really.
No, I like the way you did it, though. Reflect on the chapters.
Yeah. Take some space. You know, I told the publisher, I said, can we just put a blank page at the end of each essay just to remind us that sometimes not just onto the next thing, just sit there for a second and see what comes up for you. And I drew hearts and stars all over it.
I love that. And I love what you do with your kids when you tuck them in at night and whatever you're talking about or you're reading a story. And then you take 30 seconds. I really love this. I've got two daughters and we do the same kind of thing. But I mean, you take 30 seconds before they go to sleep just to kind of be together, right?
Just be. Just in the quiet. Just in the stillness. By the way, 30 seconds often turns into 4 or 5 minutes.
Right.
But
right.
Idea, after we settle down, read our books, brush our teeth, have a big fight with our brother, you know, lay down, say our prayers, and then I say, or my husband says, we both do it, we say, 30 seconds starting now. And we just lay there in the silence.
I love that.
And the idea is to just have stillness and quiet. It's so rare in this day and age. And into that quiet is such an opportunity to connect with God or connect with yourself. And so I wanted to bring that into the book. And in the audio book, actually, at the end of every chapter, I actually say it, 30 seconds starting now, and they play a little music.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It'll be, I hope, really cool.
Yeah, we're talking to Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show here in the National Defense. Her new book, Mostly What God Does, Reflections on Seeking and Finding His Love Everywhere. And it's so nice to, and refreshing to me, to hear somebody really talk about their faith in a meaningful way, what it means to them. I mean, everybody, I've been a Christian for most of my life. And, you know, to understand that everybody's on their own journey, right? They're at a different point in their journey. I think that's important to always remember.
Absolutely. And it's a lot about that, because I write about, I've had moments of great devotion and enthusiastic Bible study and memorizing Bible verses. And I've had seasons, long seasons, years long seasons of distance and maybe disappointment with God.
Right.
And that's the point of the book is, whatever my posture was, what God was doing, loving me and yearning closeness. And when you come back, let's say you have had a season, when you come back, if you're not in for a scolding or a beat down, or is, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad you came. These arms and outstretched. And I write a lot about that, because that's, I've had a real life with ups and downs. And as I said, seasons of closeness to God and feeling close in connection and feelings of distance. And the main thing that I've learned along the way is that, you know, my feelings of closeness to God have nothing to do with his feelings of closeness to me.
Right.
God is thinking of me whether or not I am thinking of him, and that is true for every single human being, every one of his children.
That's so good. And God wants it all. He wants it all, right? He wants the anger. He wants anything that that's a part of you. He wants to be a part of that. And one of my favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 16:9, which says, man makes his plans, but God determines his steps. So that says to me that it's okay to make your plans. They're not going to happen whether God wants them, if God doesn't want them to. And so far, God doesn't like about 99% of my plans.
You know, I've been taking this mostly what God does frame and putting it on, even when things don't go your way. You know, this is the essence of faith.
Right.
I mean, it's simple line, but there's nothing easy about it, especially when you have had a disappointment or a setback or something hasn't gone the way you thought it should. It's hard to believe that mostly what God does is love you. It's hard to believe that God is on the case and well-intentioned towards you. And so that's faith. That's faith in the nutshell, giving God the benefit of the doubt. But I love that line from Proverbs. I've always found it to be really perplexing, but I love that because I think that's what's so intellectually interesting about faith as well, is that somehow we do have free will and we do make our own choices, but somehow God is also present to us,
right?
And our destiny is set and our purpose is set, and we will get where we are meant to go, whether we step off that path or not. I mean, I write about stepping off my path many, many times, feeling like, oh my gosh, have I ruined my life? Have I ruined my career? Many, many times. But God has better plans. And sometimes it takes a little while to understand that. And maybe you're still in a moment right now where you don't understand it. Faith is just trying to remember that perspective, that there's something larger at work, and trusting and hoping that the God of the universe is holding you and is interested in you and has a plan for you. Not easy always to believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's got a plan for me, because my plan is not so good. Now, when I first started reading your book, I had to jump to the chapter called Spooning with God.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because, you know, even though faith is a heavy topic, first of all, let's be clear, I'm not a theologian. I don't have any special expertise. I didn't go to seminary. I'm just a regular person writing about faith, and these are just personal essays. And but it's also, I hope, kind of a funny book and moments of irreverence. And it's an easy read. It's a light read. It's like read a chapter, put it aside, go to sleep, read a chapter the next night, or don't read it for a month. I mean, it's like it's supposed to be just really easy and accessible. But Spooning with God, it's a very unique chapter because it's about trying to do a meditation that was telling me to rest with God, and how difficult I found that to be, and how difficult it was for even me to slow down and get comfortable with being intimate with God, even just in my mind. And so there's a part of it where I said, should I imagine sitting on the couch with God, like, you know, with our hands touching? You know, that feels like an awkward first date. Should I imagine laying on my bed and God's right next to me? No, I don't like that either. I don't want to spoon with God. So it's really just about the struggle that's so built in prayer, just the discomfort and the fidgety way we feel sometimes when we quiet down.
Yeah.
And I hope it just expresses that we all feel that way, and it's okay, and God can work with that too.
And especially, I mean, you know, Savannah Guthrie, you are going a million miles a minute, you know, all day long. So for you to slow down, it's got to be a kind of a difficult proposition. I love this book. So I want to talk again about your work with veterans and your work with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, Hidden Heroes, Veteran Caregivers. You know, you are there every single year at the gala. I saw a lot of the video from this past year where you talk to a lot of the caregivers. And caregivers can be anybody, brother, mother, son, daughter, and especially with the kids that become caregivers. what a responsibility that is that they have. And for you to be a champion of that, it's just so wonderful. And I want to just, again, thank you for your heart for veterans.
Well, it means so much to me. And I've heard it now, having worked with Hidden Heroes for a while. A lot of times caregivers don't realize that that's what they are. And I think the first job, our first mission is to recognize and say, I see you. You know, caring for a veteran is as much an act of love and patriotic duty as the service that our veterans gave. And it goes on and is often unseen and maybe underappreciated and certainly under-resourced. And so Mrs. Dole really had this vision years and years ago when her husband, Bob, was in the hospital, and she looked around and saw all of these, you know, caregivers, wives, girlfriends, sisters, moms, dads, yes, children of our veterans at Walter Reed. And she thought, who's taking care of those who are taking care of our veterans? Mm-hmm. And that was really, honestly, I think that was a divine revelation. And then she turned it into her mission. And I love being part of it.
Well, you do such a great job. Tom Hanks is a big part of it as well. Yeah. And I know there's a new chair this year.
Added some people to the leadership. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a great organization, the Hidden Heroes with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And I mean, you're right. If we're not going to take care of them, who's going to take care of them? I mean, even for, and we talked about this before, but just to have a one day break.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, you could get overwhelmed by it or think, well, I don't know how to help. Sure you do. Do you know how to be a friend? I mean, it could start with something as simple as say, hey, I notice, boy, you are caring for your loved ones so well. Are you okay? How could I help carry your burden? But also just to even be seen. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. I'm fine. I can keep doing it. I just being appreciated and acknowledged for the sacrifice that it is the first step. And there's always a way to help. Buy a bag of groceries. Say, can I come watch the kids for an hour? Do you need a ride? Can I, you know, is there a way I can help care for your loved one so you can run out and get your nails done?
Right.
There are a lot of ways to do it, and everything is appreciated.
Well, Savannah, listen, again, thank you so much for supporting our vets. Thank you for coming on today, talking about your faith, talking about this book, Mostly What God Does, and it's available now. It's available now?
It's available February 20th, and you can find it at any major retailer or go to mostlywhatgoddoes.com. And there's also some book tour dates, so maybe I'll get to catch you on the road.
Hey, all right. Come on into Kansas City. Buy some barbecue.
I love it.
Savannah, thank you so much. Have a great day, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Randy. See you next Valentine.
Thank you.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees next exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Okay, so, you know, I love a great podcast. I love finding out about things that you had no idea about. This is one of those. And starring in this is Kyle MacLachlan. You know him, of course, from Twin Peaks and so many other great pieces of work. The Doors, one of my favorites. And then Joshua Davis, investigative reporter. And they have a brand new podcast called Varnum Town. And welcome to the program, guys. Kyle, Josh, how are you?
Good morning, Randy. This is Kyle. Feeling good. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, yeah.
Kyle, you like a good, strong cup of coffee, don't you?
I've got one right in front of me.
Excellent.
Randy, thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Same here. Absolutely.
Good.
Hey, good. Let's start out with location-wise. So Varnum Town, North Carolina, is this sleepy little city, and this appeals to me so much because I've got some great friends that live in Carolina Beach that not only knew nothing about the story, but also had no idea where Varnum Town is, and it's about an hour away from them, right?
That's amazing. Yeah,
Carolina Beach is just outside Wilmington, where we actually filmed Blue Velvet back in the 80s, mid-80s,
right.
In fact, right about the time that the story that we discovered, that Josh and I discovered, was happening. And, yeah, it's an hour's drive. We had no idea what was going down south of us, but no surprise, because as you mentioned, Varnum Town, it's a very small little community, about 300 people, shrimp fishing, of course, or shrimping is the main industry there. And it's a tough way to make a buck. and so that begins to explain a little bit about why things happened the way they did and why the people, did what they did.
So, Josh, you're an investigative journalist, and Kyle comes to you with this story about this little town being connected with, of all people, Pablo Escobar. What was your first reaction?
I thought he was lying. Yeah, you do this professionally.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was captured. I mean, like the idea that Pablo Escobar would do a deal en masse with a town of 300 people seems crazy. How is that possible?
Right. Without anybody else knowing about it.
Without anybody knowing about it. And nobody's heard about this over the last 30 years. It seems crazy. But I'm a reporter, so I dug into it a little bit and discovered that the DEA was extremely active in the area at that time. There were lots and lots of arrests, hundreds of arrests, or hundreds of charges were filed anyway, and prosecutions. I mean, the prosecutor in the area at the time was Mike Easley, who went on to become the governor of North Carolina.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Old Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
We're talking to Kyle McLaughlin and Joshua Davis here in the National Defense, their new podcast called Varnamtown. I just listened to the first episode, the REO episode, and even more bizarre stuff, Kyle. REO Speedwagon's airplane is involved.
Yes, one of my bands that I really enjoyed.
Oh,
back,
me too.
Back in the day, back in the 70s. And, yeah, so The plane that we're talking about belonged at one time to REO Speedwagon. It was one of the touring planes, evidently.
The big logo on the side and everything.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing looked exactly the same. This plane was part of this operation, had made a landing, a very bumpy landing, on a small field outside of Varnamtown. It was ultimately confiscated, but people didn't know what to make of this. The fact that the plane that looks like the band REO Speedwagon was coming to Varnamtown was actually used at that time to transport, it was a drug smuggling plane, so full of marijuana and other substances.
REO Speedwagon had sold the plane, but they'd forgotten to take their logo off.
I always thought that was pretty good cover. You know, if they put Pablo Escobar's logo on the side of the plane,
probably
not so easy to get down in the States. But REO Speedwagon, everyone wants REO Speedwagon to come to their town, right?
Right. So Kevin Cronin does not live in Varnamtown. Have you established that?
No, you're right.
What I was wondering was maybe Pablo Escobar was a big REO Speedwagon fan.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe that's why he
wanted their tour.
Hey, and Josh, when you guys actually went to Varnamtown then and talked to a guy named Lefty, and this guy was also fascinating because he verified basically everything that you guys were suspecting, right?
Yeah. My skepticism over what went down kind of melted away as we started talking to people. Lefty said, yeah, this became a major transshipment site for cocaine on the Eastern Seaboard. Essentially, when things got too hot in Miami in the 1980s, when the DEA cracked down on Miami and South Florida, the cartels got smart and said, we got to go find a place. They learned their lesson. Like, don't go somewhere where there's a lot of eyes. Don't go somewhere where there's a lot of people. Go somewhere that's remote, that's quiet, that's out of the way. And it turns out this town of Varnamtown, 300 people, is at the northern limit of how far the REO Speedwagon plane can fly from Barranquilla, Colombia.
And Kyle, you grew up in a small town. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, a southern small town. And I can see, when I was a kid, I could see that happening in Knoxville. I mean, everybody on board.
Yeah, and so much of what the environment was at that time in the mid-80s for the industry, the main industry there in Varnamtown being, of course, shrimping, it was in not a very good state. And people didn't really know. It was difficult to make a living shrimping anyway, but in this case, it was even more challenging. So when this opportunity came, presented to them by one of the local guys who had sort of he sort of figured out that this is what we should do. People were like, I got no problem with that. I got no problem helping out. And, so you're right. We could both, after visiting there, understand, I could see where this would happen.
Yeah. And the story came to you from a person you knew that owns an organic soap company, which is even, I mean, you could throw everything bizarre into this story.
I know exactly what you're going to say. That's how we felt. The more we dug into the story, Josh and I, and the more people we spoke with, the more we heard, their version, what had happened to them, the more we came away with, I said, this is growing and expanding in a way that we had no idea. The story really opened up to us. And I got to say, the people were really, really forthcoming in what they said, their experiences. And that was, that really helped us move the story forward and tell the story in an interesting way.
We're talking to Kyle McLaughlin and Joshua Davis here in the National Defense, their podcast, Varnamtown. And Josh, this has got to be, for any other town, to have Kyle McLaughlin show up at your door and talking about Pablo Escobar would be something out of the ordinary. But to these people, it's got to be just another Tuesday.
There was a lot of blinking. They were just like, they couldn't quite figure out what was happening. There was somebody said to Kyle, hey, does anybody ever tell you you look a lot like Kyle McLaughlin?
And of course I answered, yes, I hear that frequently.
Right. hey, Mom, the guy from Twin Peaks is here.
Yeah, again.
Again.
We saw him up in Wilmington a few, 20, 30 years ago. He's back. Oh, my God.
And Josh, just to kind of, put an exclamation point on this, too. You're doing a deal with Pablo Escobar, this drug cartel lord who kills people. And so I know when you talk to Lefty, who lives in Varnamtown, I mean, he sounded pretty frightened.
He was terrified. He was terrified. To him, it sounded like a death sentence. That's the phrase he used. But as Kyle says, the town was desperate. They'd fallen on hard times. They'd had some bad shrimping seasons. And desperate times require desperate measures.
Yeah.
So, you know, they felt like Pablo Escobar was the solution to all of their problems.
And as Lefty tells it, too, everybody in town was a drug lord. Everybody's selling drugs.
Well, there was that's what fascinated me. What happens when you take a tiny town, 300 people, and just open up a fire hose of cocaine and money? It sounds like a recipe for something.
The beginnings of Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's how Las Vegas was founded.
Right. And Kyle, you're just kind of interested in these kinds of things, right?
Well, you know, I've played a number of characters over the years that have been drawn to darker stories, you know, more unusual, strange stories. I mean, you mentioned Twin Peaks, of course, playing Dale Cooper, the FBI agent in that. And it seemed to fit at least my acting world. You know, in my personal life, I'm also curious about, you know, just interesting, unusual stories. I mean, this is the world that I work in, you know, finding things and telling them in an interesting, compelling way. So when I heard about this, I said, you know, this is really, I think this is something worth investigating. And I said, I'm not the investigative reporter side of things. You know, I've got to play another role in this, but I know a guy, and like a guy that I think would be really fun to go into this world with, and that's Joshua Davis.
Well, there was a funny moment when I looked over at Kyle because we're going to interview a DEA agent, and I said, you've played a federal agent on TV for a long time. You must have had a lot of experience with federal agents. And Kyle's like, no, this is the first time I'm sitting down to talk to a federal agent. So listeners will get the pleasure of that.
There's a lot of mystery around Twin Peaks. I went into a restaurant called Twin Peaks, and it had nothing to do with the show.
Oh, I think I know the one you mean.
I mean, I had to stay there for a while and investigate myself. But
of course you did. Of course you did. You spent a couple hours.
Well, I admit, overnight. Anyway, boy, you guys have done such a great job on this podcast. I mean, I just started listening this morning, and I could not turn it off. It is so fascinating to me, and it's amazing. I mean, Josh, it has to kind of amaze you that, and there are a lot of podcasts kind of out there like this, where they take this material that you've never heard about, and you go, how can this be? How can nobody else know about this?
Yeah, it's true. For me, what was interesting is I had heard stories that maybe were adjacent to this. There's that Tom Cruise movie called American Made, where it's a true story about the town of Mena, Arkansas. Mena is population roughly 50,000. So that's a pretty sizable place. It's not 300 people. And I guess what started to reveal itself to us as we got to Varnamtown and spoke to people was everybody knew each other. It's super tight knit. And the question becomes, they've done this deal. The drugs have started to come in. And now what does it do to the town? What does it do to neighborhood relationships,
family
relationships. I mean, in the end, we discovered it turned brother against brother.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. It's called Varnamtown. And what, three episodes out now?
Three out now, and fourth comes out tomorrow, and there's eight in total.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Well, thank you guys so much for the time, Kyle, Josh. Best of luck on Varnamtown. I can't wait to get back to it.
Thank you, Randy. Really appreciate you having us on. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Kevin Cry doesn't know what California's governor will do. The governor presides over the planet's fifth largest economy. Huge issues. He has L.A., San Francisco, China to deal with. The last thing he's concerned about is Kevin Cry. This is Shasta County. Seriously, don't believe the appointment nonsense. Ignore the lie. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fought. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is this one, but it's actually not far-fetched, I guess, if you think about it.
Yeah, and now your character has these visions, right?
No, my character, I play Dr. Sam. I'm one of the, there's a group of people that fall in
The story is focused on this one family, the Harris family. I play Dr. Sam Velez. I fall in with my daughter, Riley. Gavin, played by Owen Mackin, he's Natalie Z's character, Eve. He's her husband. He's the one that has the visions.
Okay. And kind of follow the journey along there as you go on La Brea. But now you also just finished up a 6-season run on NBC's Chicago PD as Antonio Dawson. And, you know, I read a lot of the things about you on that show, and everybody's like, where did he go? What happened to him? And I guess that happens with actors, right? I mean, you leave especially 6 seasons, and it's like missing a part of the family now.
Yeah, you know, things, it's television, things happen. You know, it's Hollywood.
Tell me about it. I'm in radio.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes for no rhyme or reason, or just, you know, shows evolve and they get, like, new perspectives and just want to go in a different direction and stuff. And that just happens, you know. And I had 6 seasons, and, you know, it would have been nice to continue with the show. But, you know, they, like I said, they sometimes they just, you know, things change and they want to go a different route. And, you know, but it was six great years with a great cast. And that whole One Chicago thing on Wednesday with Dick Wolf's, you know, the shows, I mean, they are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot in my life. Randy, we're going in a different direction. And that's it. We're talking to John Sater here in the National Defense. And the new show, La Brea, Tuesdays 9 Eastern, 8 Central on NBC. And you are also in one of my favorite films, the miniseries The Pacific, and starring his legendary U.S. Marine John Bassalone at Manila John. And our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, man, that's one that lives with me forever. That's, you know, every job, you know, I give 100% on every job I do, but, you know, that one was more than just a job. You know, that was something that was just truly special, and to be a part of it was absolutely, absolutely amazing.
And you went through the boot camp and everything, right?
Yeah. Look, I won't say our boot camp was as tough or as real as, you know, the real boot camp and what our real military men and women go through. I would never try to say that's you know, the same thing. But we had Captain Dale Dye and his Warriors Inc. group, which they're the technical advisors, and, you know, they're all real NCOs and real Marines. So, you know, they knew what to do to try to get us as best as they could to understand what the mission was and understand how important it was and get us to even think and look as best as we could as the people we were representing.
Yeah, we had Demi Moore on the program, and, you know, she was in G.I. Jane, and she was talked about her experience at the boot camp, and she thought she was in incredible shape, which it just seemed like she was. And she said the first morning that she had to wake up and run a mile, she instantly just stopped and had to puke. And she said, man, my respect for those men and women who do that just was, you know, off the charts after that.
Yeah, I tell you, without the boot camp and without the passion and dedication from Captain Dale Dye, Freddie Joe Farnsworth, Robert Garcia, who was our machine gun platoon, you know, without those guys, there's no way we could have made this look as authentic as we did. You know, it even more so than just the physical nature of it and getting in shape. I think it was all, you know, more the mental aspect and the camaraderie and understanding what that means and just trying to get in that mindset. You know, without them, and they were there every single moment, every single scene, every single day. And if we had a question, you know, and sometimes, you know, even the director wouldn't understand. You'd have to go to Freddie Joe or Garcia or Captain Dale and go, hey, look, they want me to do this machine. They want me to stand this way. And they were, you know, he'd say, there's no way you're going to do that. No way you would stand like that. No Marine would stand like that. You're not going to do that. I'll tell you right now, so well, Captain, and you can go over to the director and tell him.
Right, exactly. We're talking to John Sater here on the National Defense, and plays Dr. Sam on the NBC drama La Brea. And you also, you know, this has got to be tough as an actor. You played the love interest of Jennifer Lopez in the film Selena. But, I mean, that's, you know, talking about Manila John, that's a real person. This is a real person. It's got to be, man, right. It's got to be extra tough to play somebody who is a real person because you got to nail that, right?
Yeah, and you know that it's you know Chris Perez, who I portrayed in Selena. You know we're still friends to this day. We still talk to each other, and you know he's an amazing musician, and he's still making music. But it was, I tell you, when I started that project as well, I really didn't, honestly at the time, I didn't know too much about Selena. You know, I knew a little bit about her, but I didn't know too much. And the moment I met Chris, it just became something that was more than, you know, just trying to do another job. You know, it was about, for me, it became about how important it was to show their love on screen and how much they loved each other and how real that was. And Chris, you know, I lived with him, stayed with him in their house, you know, and Chris, oh, wow, at that time was he was still just deeply mourning and yeah, you know, he was a mess. And so I had to try and find a way to just get into understanding, you know, how important that relationship was to him and try to portray it on screen. But that was, yeah, that was, unfortunately, that movie had to be made because of what happened to her. But yeah, Chris was incredible, and that was tough. And for me, it was just trying to be true and loyal to Chris and to the movie, you know, so it was a kind of balancing act that had to be done.
Yeah, man, you've been in a lot of great projects. Was there anything that comes to mind for you that you really wanted that you didn't get? Or are you one of these guys that just go, well, it wasn't meant to be?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do. I give it my all, and even the Pacific originally, when I first got the script, it was the first time ever I really, truly, truly felt like something inside me said, this is meant for you to do.
Yeah.
This is like, I just felt a connection right away and felt like this is it. And, you know, went through the process and had a screen test and got in a room with Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks and, you know, a whole group of important people, and did my screen test. And I remember thinking, you know, no one ever feels like they hit a home run, you know, but you try your best. And I feel like, I know I didn't suck.
That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, at least I didn't blow it completely, and you got it, and you did, man, you did a fantastic job as Manila John.
Well, but it didn't go my way, you know, I really felt like I felt like, hey, I didn't suck, but I did pretty good, and you know, and but it didn't go my way, and I was actually shocked because I truly felt like it was meant for me to do it, you know, but I thought, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be, and but at least I was in a room with these guys, and I didn't suck, and maybe they'll think about me for something else down the road. But long story short, it ended up coming back my way, coming back to me, and you know, so it was meant to be. But yeah, you know, I do take that route. It's like not every actor can do every job, and not every job is meant for every actor, you know, so you do your best, and if it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
That's a great attitude. John, listen, man, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck on La Brea, and just good stuff.
You got it. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Without a doubt, the biggest tech story in 2023 was the wide use of generative AI, including programs like ChatGPT. But just because it's AI or artificial intelligence doesn't mean it's 100% accurate. Andy Kurtzig is from Just Answer, the folks behind the ChatGPT verifier.
The biggest problem with ChatGPT is that it, quote unquote, hallucinates, which means it just gives the wrong answer about a quarter to a third of the time. But worse is it gives the answer with 100% confidence. And so that's where the ChatGPT verifier comes in. So because we have these live human experts that respond really fast, on average about 4 minute response time, you can go to ChatGPT, you can have your conversation, you can do whatever you want to do, and you can copy paste that and have the experts on JustAnswer confirm whether it's true or not.
Find out more at JustAnswer.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltz.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.